Harper One and Harper Audio present Little Matches, A Memoir of Finding Light in the Dark by Marianne O'Hara. This is the author. Preface. Little Matches is a book about losing my beloved only child and my search for answers to the hard questions. Where is she? Is she? Is there more to life than this life? Does consciousness survive death? Does my existence have any real purpose? Does anyone's? It's also an exploration of the growth I experienced as parent and friend to a gift of a human being. And it's a meditation on universal truths about loving and losing and needing human connection. Caitlin was born with a genetic progressive disease, in her case, cystic fibrosis, CF, and like many children who live with serious illness, she was wiser than her years. As she grew sicker, and particularly as she grew into an adult, she became a kind of sage for those around her. She often joked that if she hadn't had CF, she might have been a shallow sort of person, which was her modest way of pointing out that she didn't think she was particularly special. It was just that having to face your mortality makes you look at life and the world with a much broader and deeper perspective. She was right. People who face trauma, illness, or severe loss often find themselves transformed and come to question or better understand what life is really for. During her long wait for a lung transplant, I used a blog, 9livesnotes.com, to keep loved ones abreast of news. After her passing, I kept it alive, and every time I posted something, an insight of my own or some of Caitlin's old soul wisdom, I would receive what I called the "You Don't Know Me" letters. "You don't know me, but," they would begin, and go on to say how helpful it was to read honest, unsentimental reflections on suffering and loss, and on the mysteries that connect us as human beings who find ourselves alive with questions on a wild and nurturing planet. People also found inspiration in my accounts of our strong mother-daughter bond, in how Caitlin's wise words and ways became sources of insight and hope even after her passing. These readers asked for more stories. They urged me to turn the blog into a book. Even though writing the blog posts had been my salvation, at first I was too catatonic with grief to even think of tackling a book. But 9 months after her passing, I realized I was adrift, that I no longer had any kind of rudder. If my writing about Caitlin was going to serve a purpose, then I wanted to do it. I had to decide how to distill the material of our story into one that could inspire readers to contemplate for themselves what might really matter at the end of our temporary, beautiful lives. Here is what I came up with. I start with a chapter called Knowing, wherein I put myself and my reader right inside the worst of it, the stunning, sudden loss of Caitlin. I call this one chapter section Book One, In Between. I keep the reader close as I grope my way through the dark and take refuge in old journals, those proofs of days otherwise forgotten, to return to her beginnings, which is Book Two, Life, made up of chapters 2 through 12. Here I follow a mostly chronological order, moving us through time by way of meditations that include glimpses of the web that was our daily human life, snippets of text messages, emails, journal entries, lists, even drawings, with the section ending where the book began. In Book 3, Afterlife, which includes chapters 13 through 17, I document the wasteland I traveled through for the first 2 years after Caitlin's passing, at which point something in me told me it was time to find a bigger purpose. Finally, in the afterword, I put in some pieces written by or about Caitlin that may be of interest. These are followed by a list of books and resources for those who would like more information on the various topics that I discuss in the book. In real time, I looked for revelation. I became every human who has ever looked for answers to big life questions inside books and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?